Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Worldwide Wrap. LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories of the diverse rainbow communities. From Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Kicking off in Russia, which never seems to be far from the headlines at the moment. Officials in Russia are targeting a drag show in the first ever LGBTI-related extremism case. This comes after the Supreme Court ruling in Russia that declared this a non-existent international LGBTI movement to be extremist. It's really opened the floodgates on possible attacks on the LGBTI community. So essentially, a raid occurred on a club called the Pose Club. Police invited members of the local nationalist group to take part in the raid.
Potentially, and they videoed it. Definitely the most controversial element, really, in a way.
Absolutely. Videoed it and put it online. Patrons were forced to lie face down on the floor. Drag performers were stripped of their outfits, leaving them half naked. And all of this was posted online on the same day.
I think last week I was asking, can it get any worse? But clearly
it can.
I mean, this is just, inviting the National Party to be part of
basically
it.
Basically the brown shirts.
To witness, and it's just...
Yeah. I mean, and then we've got echoes of that with our own history with the Tasty Nightclub. Imagine if social media had been around back then, what could have happened with footage of that, being...
Of course,
used as and weaponized.
There it's propaganda, here it would be evidence. So,
yeah, well, I mean, the difference, yeah, but yeah. I mean, it's still.
But it just to show this whole that the law in itself, the ruling in itself, is so bad that it's created this non-existent thing called the international LGBTI movement. It's like the gay agenda.
Yes.
What the hell's the gay agenda? I don't know. Yeah. Has said that group is an extremist group. It's in the same bucket as, ISIS or terrorist groups like that. It is quite absurd. So we will certainly watch how this one plays out. It's only the start, both the start of this one, but also the start of the use of these laws.
Yes.
And a slightly... more positive news.
Oh, good.
Well, to some extent. I mean, there has been, in relation to this sort of issue, there has been a new hate crime act. Sort of an amendment to a bill. So a bill that's amending kind of or reinforcing. Now, of course, this has come in. This I'm talking in Scotland, and it came in this last week, the amendments to it. And so it was passed first in 2021, but this particular updated version of it's just coming to effect. Now, of course, it's attracted. It's
I think it must be a good bill because you've got the likes of Elon Musk, the YouTube conservative Josh Rogan, and J.K. Rowling coming out against it.
Yeah, yes,
must be good.
I mean, yes, exactly. And they're grabbing hold of the same old, this old, worn out stick, which is about freedom of speech. Now, fair enough. We need to be vigilant about hate speech laws. We know that. We've discussed those issues before on the show.
But the laws have come about after an independent review and because there's been a spike, been a doubling of hate crimes against the LGBT community.
Yeah, and the story bases around the First Minister, Hamza Yousaf, who's an SNP, Scottish National Party politician, and come out in defence of this. And basically I think the main thing to highlight here of what they've said is that the threshold of criminality in terms of new offences is very, very high, meaning you have to be essentially inciting hatred and violence towards a particular
group. So it's not about just making a joke or something.
It's not just clamping down on all, you know, Rogan and the likes are trying to say it's going to, like, completely destroy stand-up comedy and we can't, you know. We've heard this stuff before.
I'm surprised they're not talking about the children yet.
Yeah, well, yeah.
That's in the second volume.
Oh.
good that the leader of the Scotland is speaking up for it, though.
Yeah. Yes.
What's the latest in New Zealand?
In New Zealand, I think we have the paint lobby at work here.
The paint lobby. Mafia.
Rainbow crossings, right?
Yes.
I mean, they are a sign of inclusivity and it's just a little
they're
bit
everywhere.
Of fun. There's stuff everywhere. We've got one around the corner here at the Victorian Pride Centre. They keep being more and more defacing? I don't know how to...
Vandalizing.
They've become a focus of...
Vandalizing.
Yeah.
Right, that's right. So there was one vandalized in Auckland on the 28th March, so very not long ago. Then there's police are treating that as a hate crime. There was a similar thing in Gisborne, which is a little bit further down on the North Island, I think, if I remember correctly. So there's, again, and some more in... in Hastings,
there's a bit of social media chatter on TikTok that linked this to a church, Destiny Church. So
that's right, Destiny Church.
There's this real fundamentalist
plot thickens. They don't really know 100% who. It seems that they don't really know 100% who is responsible. Although the church is certainly
this church certainly
seems to be linked to general. There's, you know, one of the churches in question, the Destiny Churches, has a well outspoken, what do you call it, preacher leader.
Yeah, and it's again the preface of cancelling bans in libraries. So the same thing, but I'm convinced there's the paint lobby.
We'll send them some new paint.
Yes.
And in brief, in the USA, Joe Biden has issued a powerful trans right proclamation saying these attacks are un-American and must end.
In Australia, religious schools and LGBTI plus groups are pushing the federal government to keep its promise to pass planned anti-discrimination protection for people of faith as well as for staff and students.
And in Greece, LGBTQ plus couples in the Balkans are still fighting for recognition as Greece becomes the first Orthodox, related to our stories today, nation to back same-sex marriage.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.